Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh with a mostly cloudy sky and 63 degrees. Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita this morning. Just before 3 a.m., first responders were called to a Quick Trip parking lot at Pawnee and Meridian. They found a 23-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the neck in very critical condition. Police say two men were involved in a fight prior to the shooting. A male is being questioned as the apparent shooter. Democrat and Republican lawmakers met at the White House Monday amid a struggle to fund the government, and the GOP warns a shutdown is imminent. Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill has the story.
Republicans won't budge from their plan to temporarily renew current funding without add-ons. And Democrats won't move unless Republicans cave to their demands to make Obamacare cheaper and repeal health care cuts in the big, beautiful bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said Democrats were, quote, hijacking the process. But at least one Republican accused his colleagues of hypocrisy with the interim plan. Now, Jeffries and Schumer had never met with the president during his second term. No bill can pass both chambers of Congress right now, and the House is not around this week. That means a shutdown might be all but certain.
Both sides are blaming the other for the shutdown. The Hayes community is grieving after a police officer was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call over the weekend. Investigators say the incident began Saturday when 34-year-old Zane Wickham reportedly rammed his truck into his girlfriend's car on Downing Street. The woman escaped and ran for help. Later, as police established a perimeter around the home, a single gunshot fired from inside struck Sergeant Scott Heeman. The 32-year-old sergeant was airlifted to a regional hospital where he died early Sunday. Tactical teams later found Wickham dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News there is no regular city council meeting today, but there is a town hall scheduled.
So if anyone's interested in going to a town hall on Tuesday, it will be hosted by District 1, and it will feature DA Bennett and also Sheriff Easter.
That meeting will be at WSU Hughes Metroplex at 6 p.m. today. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Head in the Morning Show on KNSS. Israel's prime minister supports a U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza.
President Trump says his 20-point peace plan creates conditions for durable Israeli security and Palestinian success.
The promise of a new Middle East is so clearly within our reach. This is the closest we've ever come to real peace, not fake peace, not political fool's peace.
Under the plan, the war in Gaza would immediately end, all hostages released within days, and Israel gradually withdraws as a civilian-led committee begins the process of establishing a post-war Gaza government. President Trump says no one will be forced to leave Gaza, and those who do leave will be free to return. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A big meeting is set for the U.S. military
President Trump is now set to attend a planned meeting between Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and more than 800 flag officers from across the U.S. military branches of service. It's being held at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. The purpose for the unprecedented conference, for which the Secretary summoned the generals and admirals, has been the subject of intense speculation surrounding potential personnel cuts. But now the President is telling reporters the meeting is not a bad one, that it is intended to be positive. Some members of Congress, however, have expressed concern at the cost for transporting the commanders at such short notice. Eben Brown, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Still no motive behind the deadly attack and arson on a Michigan church that left five people dead.
Investigators in Grand Blanc call it an act of violence investigation for now, as they look into why 40-year-old Thomas Sanford allegedly rammed his truck into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Sunday, opening fire on people and setting the church on fire. Four dead, eight injured. Police later killed Sanford.
We are asking our communities to stay vigilant, and if you see something suspicious, please contact local law enforcement or 911 immediately.
Michigan State Police Colonel James Grady, Governor Gretchen Whitmer also asking people to lower the rhetoric and to keep Grand Blanc and the victims in our prayers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared for a second day in court.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson listened remotely from the Utah County Jail but did not speak. His newly appointed defense lawyer, Kathy Nestor, is a former federal public defender qualified to handle this death penalty case. She's going up against Chief County Prosecutor Chad Grunander, who said the state is still identifying witnesses and combing through Robinson's digital footprint, and that it will take time to share all the discovery. The evidence includes his DNA on the alleged murder weapon and what appears to be a text message confession. For now, he remains in isolation and on a suicide watch at the Utah County Jail. In Provo, Utah, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
The state of Oregon is suing the Trump administration after a National Guard deployment in Portland. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry on Fox's Hannity announced his request for a National Guard deployment in New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
We started to see violence start to trickle down in the city of New Orleans, and lately we've seen an uptick. So I'm calling the president today. I sent a letter to Secretary Hegseth and said, hey, we want some orders. Please send us some troops, and we are going to crack down on violence in the city of New Orleans.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker blasted the president's plan to send federal troops to Chicago, citing the city's decline in violent crime in recent years. There may be a new way to treat back pain on the horizon.
The German drug maker Vertanical announcing encouraging results from a study of an experimental drug made from marijuana. 800 patients receiving either the company's liquid cannabis extract or a placebo. Patients taking the medication reporting a nearly 2-point reduction in back pain on an 11-point scale, along with improvements in physical function and sleep. Side effects included dizziness, headache, fatigue, and nausea. For now, Vertanical is seeking approval in Europe to treat chronic lower back pain, which affects millions of people. The extract does contain low levels of THC, the chemical in marijuana that gets people high, and driving would not be recommended in the first few weeks of taking the drug. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic? Well, the traffic volume is pretty light right now, so the traffic conditions overall in Wichita actually pretty good. Not really seeing too many problems out there. Did spot some fairly heavy traffic just a little bit ago in that Spirit Aero Systems area, and still got a lot there right now. Mostly on MacArthur, but that's between Oliver and K-15. It's pretty heavy traffic on K-15 right there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. Warm again today, high 82. Southeast wind 5 to 15. Clouds return late tonight, overnight low 60. We may even see an isolated shower or storm somewhere in the listening area late tonight. Most will stay dry. Back over to mostly sunny skies, low 80s on Wednesday, middle 80s on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy and east wind at 3 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. Last day of the month. We had another sunny, warm day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, normal high 78. And it looks like at this point the summer-like weather will continue at least through Friday. So don't count on any cooler weather. September 30th, on this date in 2008, 12.96, just under 13 inches of rain measured at Wichita's Mid-Continent Airport during the month of September. This made 2008 the wettest of all Septembers and the fourth wettest month of all time for the aircraft capital. On this date in 1984, the temperature in Wichita fell to 31 degrees. This is the coldest September temperature on record for the city. So, a couple of records on this date. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
It was also on this date 98 years ago, 1927. Babe Ruth hit his 60th home run of the season. He held the single-season home run record for 34 years.
Yeah, that record stood for a long time.
Until Roger Maris broke it in 1961, playing in eight more games.
Yes, with the asterisk.
They'd gone from 154
to games
162.
Babe did.
I think there were a couple of times that people had hit home runs in the 50s up until that time.
A few.
Even Mickey Mantle. But nobody ever hit 60 till Roger came along. And Roger Maris was, you know, he wasn't really a home run hitter. He was just an all-around great. He was a very good baseball player. Very fundamental, very good hitter, good defense. But he didn't have the personality that his buddy Mickey Mantle had.
He was a home run hitter that year.
And Mickey was, they were going home run for several months.
Mm-hmm.
Till Roger finally broke loose. 1961. A Michigan lottery player who bought a new ticket on a whim ended up winning $2 million, the top prize for a scratch-off game. The 32-year-old Wayne County man told Michigan lottery officials he was at Flex Fresh Mart on Michigan Avenue in Canton when the 100X scratch-off tickets caught his eye. The winner said his money, his prize money, will go into savings. Nothing exciting about that. All right, well, rainy day could come along, right? An interesting, bizarre story out of Alvord High School in Texas, where a teacher reportedly told her students that she had an ailing kitten. She had fed an ailing kitten to a classroom snake before school in early September, and they didn't take it too well. The incident began when a teacher gained access to a litter of sick kittens and reportedly fed one of them to the classroom snake before the school day began and when no one else was in the room. The instructor told the students about it later.
Oh, my.
Sent the remaining kittens, three of them, home with the student. The kid tried to care for them, but all three passed away. So the kids,
they weren't in good shape.
Kitties were not in good shape. Teacher's story caused distress among the students. They reported it to the superintendent earlier this month, who investigated. I don't know whatever they came to, but the teacher, described as an experienced educator and animal lover, apologized to her students. Apparently, she couldn't see where that would go with some of these kids.
Apparently not.
All right, so the little kitty became the meal for whatever kind of a snake that was. Do you ever have snakes in your classroom or school, Ted?
No.
I didn't either. We didn't have animals in the classroom. I'll take that back. In grade school, we did have an aquarium with some fish in it, and so somebody was a fishbowl monitor each week. You know, they had to go back there and clean the sides with this little vacuum thing and feed the fish and all that. Teach somebody a little responsibility. I think that was about third grade. After that, the only animals in the classroom were my classmates and me. So
I encountered a snake on our little path by the pond a couple weeks
recently?
Ago.
Recently?
Yeah.
How big?
Not very big.
Recently, I saw four or five of them. I was down by our actual transmitter tower down in the Sumner County area. And as I was walking from the road to the transmitter building itself, on the way there, at least four and at least one on the way back I spotted. So,
Hey, snake time of the year.
Yeah.
Don't see them very often in my neck of the woods. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 617 now on this Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with football. It's the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight, hosted by the play-by-play voice, the Chiefs' Mitch Holtis. That's at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs are coming off back-to-back wins and getting ready for Monday Night Football next week, visiting the first-place Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot to talk about tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. Last night, we had Monday Night Football, Mile High in Denver, Broncos and the Cincinnati Bengals. A big win for Denver, easy, 28-3, as the Broncos have won both their home games so far this season. Starting at offensive left guard for the Broncos, Wichita's Ben Powers went to Cape and Mount Carmel, Butler Community College, played on all 81 snaps. Oh, that's a lot of snaps. All 81 snaps for the Broncos last night on offense, as he started his 55th consecutive game in the National Football League. And the Broncos' offensive line with Ben Powers was fantastic last night, paving the way for 186 rushing yards and did not allow a single sack in the entire game. So Ben Powers and the Broncos pick up a win last night out in Denver. Let's switch over to baseball, as it's time for the playoffs. Four games today.
Major League Baseball's four three-game wild card series will all be played at the home stadium of the higher-seeded team, starting with the Tigers making a trip to Cleveland to take on the Guardians at 1 p.m. Eastern. At 3 p.m., Wrigley Field hosts the Padres as the Cubs play in their first postseason since 2020, before one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports is renewed. First pitch between the Yankees and the Red Sox is scheduled for 6 Eastern in the Bronx for the sixth postseason matchup between the two storied organizations. And in the nightcap, the defending World Series champion Dodgers welcome the Reds to Los Angeles at 9. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Former Kansas City Royals Gold Glove center fielder Michael A. Taylor is retiring at the age of 34. Played 12 years in the big leagues. Just 2 years with the Royals, but one of those years was a Gold Glove year in center field, in which he led all of Major League Baseball. He led the league in outfield assists in 2021. Playing for the Royals. Michael A. Taylor is calling it a career. Let's go back. Oh, it's one more baseball note. Bruce Bochy is not coming back as manager of the Texas Rangers after a three-year stint that did include a World Series championship. Bochy is 70 years old. He is the winningest active manager in Major League Baseball with more than 2,200 career wins, which puts him sixth on the all-time list. The five guys ahead of him are all in the Hall of Fame. And, of course, former manager of the Wichita Wranglers, Bruce Bochy, is done as manager in Texas. Go to college football. Oklahoma State has fired its defensive coordinator. Of course, they also fired their head coach not long ago. So Clint Bowen is the new interim defensive coordinator. You know that name. Of course, he's a Kansas native, played at Butler Community College. Then he played defensive back at KU, and then he spent 20 seasons as assistant coach at KU, even at one point becoming the interim head coach after Charlie Weiss was fired. For the longtime Jayhawk, Clint Bowen is now the interim defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State now working on its fifth defensive coordinator in the last 5 years. So not a lot of continuity there, yeah, unfortunately. Happy birthday today to former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher James Hoyt. Pitched for the Wingnuts in 2012, and then pitched 6 years in the major leagues. Three seasons with the Houston Astros. Career record in the major leagues, 4-1.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. For the former Wichita Wingnuts pitcher, James Hoyt, it is his birthday. He is 39 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. Or grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. Hey, when you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The downside of the snooze button. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Tuesday morning, 64 degrees. A Mays High School teacher was the victim of a weekend shooting in East Wichita, according to a GoFundMe created for his family. 30-year-old English language arts teacher Kevin Norfleet was shot by a teen attempting to break into Norfleet's car in the 400 block of South Vassar Saturday night. Police found a 15-year-old boy and a 30-year-old man with gunshot wounds. A WPD spokesperson said both were in critical condition as of Monday afternoon.
Recently, the Wichita City Council heard a report from the fire department concerning fireworks use over the 4th of July. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News there's been a slight change to the update.
Initially, they said that there were zero structure fires from that season. However, there were three structural fires. And so, again, really want to emphasize that we need to continue being safe. But it does look like everything looked good compared to the year before.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
The suspect in a mass shooting at a bar in North Carolina has appeared in court as the state's governor calls for a red flag law in his state.
Law enforcement said Nigel Max Edge was a Marine sniper. The Brunswick County DA said in court he had a traumatic brain injury and suffered significant mental health issues. Edge appeared in court via video and a judge denied bond. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein spoke about mental illness after this attack.
There are too many people in our communities with dangerous obsessions exhibiting threatening behavior who do pose risks. We have got to do better.
He said he would advocate for a red flag law, which would allow judges to remove firearms from someone if loved ones successfully argue they pose a mental health risk. Edge is accused of murdering three people and injuring five others from a boat at the American Fish Company in Southport. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
YouTube is paying a multi-million dollar settlement with President Trump.
YouTube will pay $24.5 million to settle a 2021 lawsuit brought by President Trump. The lawsuit was filed after YouTube suspended the president's account in the aftermath of the January 6th Capitol riot. The settlement is the latest in a trio of cases filed by President Trump against online companies in the months following his first term. Meta agreed to a $25 million settlement to fund the president's future library earlier this year, and X, formerly Twitter, agreed to pay $10 million. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The state of Louisiana is pursuing charges against a California doctor for allegedly sending abortion pills to a woman across state lines.
Louisiana's case against California doctor Remy Quito alleges he sent mifepristone pills to Rosalie Marquezich. She claims she was forced into taking the abortion drug to terminate her pregnancy. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill seeks Quito's arrest for violating the state's abortion ban. She also hopes to be part of a lawsuit that seeks to rescind federal approval of mifepristone, which has been available in the U.S. since 2000. Quito is facing a lawsuit filed in Texas this past July by a man who said the doctor illegally sent abortion pills to his girlfriend. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Morning clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. Warm again today, high 82. Southeast wind 5 to 15. Clouds return late tonight, overnight low 60. We may even see an isolated shower or storm somewhere in the listening area late tonight. Most will stay dry. Back over to mostly sunny skies, low 80s on Wednesday, middle 80s on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now mostly cloudy, east wind adjusts 3 miles per hour, 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:34 here on this Tuesday morning, September 30th, last day of the month. Just about an hour from now, we will check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, our weekly chat with the Commission Chair. And that will be again around 7:35 this morning with Steve and Ted here on this Tuesday, September 30th, on this date. 70 years ago, 1955, James Dean was killed in a two-car collision near Chelan, California. At that point, what had he been in? Three movies?
As a star, yeah.
Yeah. And can we name them? Yeah. Rebel Without a Cause,
mm-hmm.
Giant, mm-hmm. The other one.
East of Eden.
So there you go. And everybody thought this was a hot young guy, and he was.
Nominated for two Oscars posthumously. Two of those films had not come out yet.
Wow. And he was just, I guess, driving too fast and had an accident. He,
24 years old.
It's out there in kind of Northern California. I know when I visited my son out there in Monterey, when Scott was stationed out there, it's not far from there where this happened. It's in that area around the garlic capital. So, but I don't know if there's I'm sure there's some sort of monument there. James Dean. And that was 70 years ago. Okay. This one is just, kind of crude to me. A Vietnamese man hasn't cut his fingernails in 3 decades. He's earned a Guinness World Record. They were measured at a total. This is all of the finger of thumbnails. 19 feet, 6 inches.
Oh, fun.
Combined.
Yeah.
Lu Kong Huen earned the record for longest fingernails on a pair of hands, male, when his nails were measured at longer than the height of an average adult giraffe.
Hmm.
Quote, I wanted to become a teacher, so I grew them to look more majestic.
Okay.
That's what this...
All right.
Huen said. He gave up his dreams of teaching at the urging of his father, but he did keep growing his nails.
Ah.
And there's, of course, there's a photo with this thing, and these, you know how those things...
Yeah, they start curling.
They're curling around, and you know, and I don't know. I would say removing any nasal obstructions would present quite a problem for the man.
I'll see, yeah.
Now, you and I, we can just go to digging.
This guy.
Maybe he hires somebody to do that for him, huh? Well, it's just really goofy looking, all these this long fingernails. 20 feet of nails, okay.
Mm.
And when is he going to go into some place and get his nails done and, you know, get a manicure and everything, get them right down, make them? That's going to be quite a project. I don't know. Just snip, snip, snip. There you go.
Be quite a bill.
Could be. A new survey says 86% of people say they feel concerned about their own health when a coworker comes to work visibly sick.
Well, yeah.
42% admit that their relationship with a coworker would be, quote, negatively affected if that person knowingly showed up sick. 64% of those people say they consider it selfish if someone shows up to work sick. Younger people are more likely to feel this way.
Okay. Hmm.
You know, I've always felt a lot of pressure to get in there, even if you don't feel good. On the other hand, when we came through the pandemic, you know, I got a lot smarter. A lot of us did on, you know, communicating disease to other people.
Yeah.
And saying, maybe I better not go in today.
And, you know, there's a difference between not feeling good and being a transmitter.
Right. Right. So here we are. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Now, Monday, the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded two-sided with some two-session highs being made and also managed to hold their bottom side above the lows that were made last week, but we still closed negative. There was no fresh news yesterday. Last week, the Kansas average cash steer was $235.63, down $4.35, while Nebraska was at $232.59, down $3.86. And for the third straight week, Kansas is holding a premium over Nebraska. Last Friday, the lean hogs had several new contract highs, but Monday traded mixed and closed mostly negative. On the close, December live cattle down 47 cents at 233.82, October down 80 cents at 356.20, December lean hogs 70 cents lower at 90.35. Mexico in an unknown destination Monday bought U.S. corn in flash sales. The last 2 weeks, flash corn sales have totaled 1.46 million metric tons. Now, only the Kansas City wheat closed positive yesterday. Now, the corn harvest is 18% complete. Kansas is at 29%. Soybean harvest 19% done. Kansas at 5%. Winter wheat planting is 34% complete, with Kansas at only 17%. Now, today is the last session for the month of September and for the third quarter, plus the release of the small grain summary and September 1 grain stock reports at 11 a.m. At the moment, Everything is trading negative. December Kansas City wheat down 0.75 at 5.07.5. December corn down 2.25 at 4.19.25. November beans down 4.25 at 10.06.25. November crude oil 48 cents lower at 62.97. December gold down $11.10 at $3,844.10. December S&P down 10 points at 67.03.5, while December dollar index is 7 cents lower at 97.51. And December Dow Jones futures down 95 points at 46,517. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866 go to Tom.
Tom, do we need drying weather right now? Because it certainly is going to be warm and sunny here for the next few days.
We do in some areas. Now, we've got areas that are starting to dry out now, allowing, you know, field work to get going again. Now, east of us, it's a lot drier than it is right here, and harvesting and other field work is taking place right now. And it looks like the forecast is kind of dry for a while, too.
Did several days at least. All right. Thank you, Tom. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. College kids, pay attention to your finances, says the Money Tracker. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, 7:10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 6:45 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. A Mays English teacher shot in East Wichita over the weekend. A teen also shot in a confrontation with that teacher.
Two.
Hayes community is mourning the loss of a police officer shot and killed in a standoff with a domestic violence suspect.
One.
Congress adds funding stalemate. Government shutdown just hours away. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic volumes continue to pick up here in Wichita just now, starting to see things get heavier on the traffic volumes get heavier on the roadways right now. Got some pretty heavy traffic right now on Oliver between MacArthur and 47th Street South. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 61. For Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 84. Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour. 64 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Today is Tuesday. That means $7 signature and classic cocktails. All of the cocktails, including the old fashions, are just $7 all day long at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. Stephen 10 in the morning, President Trump's would-be assassin was unanimously found guilty on all charges.
This is Fox on Justice. The jury found would-be Trump assassin Ryan Ruth guilty on all five charges. And then there was chaos in the courtroom moments after the verdict was announced when Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. U.S. Marshals immediately restrained Ruth and took him out of the courtroom. Ruth's daughter, Sarah, stood up and screamed, quote, "Don't do anything. I will get you out. This is all rigged," and stormed out of the courtroom crying alongside her brother, visibly angry at the media.
We can all go to hell. Lies! Spreading lies about my father!
Legal analysts say Ruth's defense was weak. He tried to suggest that he was merely staging a peaceful protest and not an assassination attempt because the rifle never fired. In his closing argument, he told the jury, quote, "This case answers itself. There was never any intent. The proof is obvious." The jury deliberated for just over 2 hours before handing down that guilty verdict. His sentencing won't take place until December 18th. He faces life in prison. I'm Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
Gold prices up, Boeing stock down as Wall Street begins the trading week.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher on interest rate cut hopes as investors focus on a looming government shutdown. A potential shutdown would stall the release of key economic data this week, including Friday's crucial jobs report for September. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the biggest gainer while energy lagged. Gold prices hitting a record high above $3,800 an ounce on safe haven demand. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Nvidia, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Boeing, Boeing, and IBM. The Dow rising 69 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 18. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
College kids, pay attention to your finances. That comes from Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Words of wisdom. Check it out with Don this morning. Good morning, Don.
So wise. Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, I left home permanently for the Navy boot camp 16 days after graduating from high school. After the school, the shock, rather, of getting my head shaved and moving into barracks with 79 others, I grew to love my independence. Yes, the Navy did take care of me at first, but financial decisions were mine. I owned those choices. Freedom brings financial responsibility. Going to college may be the first time that you're fully in charge of your finances. That can feel overwhelming, but with a few simple habits, you'll be in great shape. First of all, track your money. Know what's coming in and what's going out. Write it down or use a budgeting app so that you're not blindsided by an empty bank account halfway through the semester. Avoid the debt trap. This is a tough one because they're often giving away credit cards on campus now. Credit cards can seem like magic. You swipe now, worry later. But that later can pile up very quickly. Use credit responsibly and always pay off what you owe before those costly payment deadlines come up. Save a little cushion. Life happens. A surprise can, you know, car repair or last minute book fee can derail your plans. Setting aside even a small emergency fund can give you some peace of mind. And think long term. It may feel far away, but the earlier you start savings, even in small amounts, the more options you'll have in the future. Financial independence isn't about being perfect. It's about making intentional choices. In college, you're laying the foundation for habits that will carry for your life. Own those choices, and you'll find freedom isn't just exciting, it's empowering. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Yeah, that transition to college life from all of a sudden you're expected to behave like an adult, and nobody's going to come along and send you to the principal's office if you don't.
Exactly.
But if you screw up and don't go to class, of course, it's your money being wasted, or your dad's.
Or mom's. Somebody's money, yeah.
So it's a good experience.
Yeah, it is.
You're, of course, jumping into military. You went into the military before or after college? When did you go?
Oh, I 16 days after graduating from high school. Yeah. Okay. I was 18 years old. So
did it help you?
I think it was one of the best things I did. I tell you, I learned a lot of about myself. I learned about working together with other people. It kind of straightened me up. Not that I was a wayward child, but it was a very maturing experience. And the other thing is, I do remember having several episodes where I just felt I'm my own man. You know, I know that sounds weird.
No, it's
but
it
you
really.
just feel this in the strength of this independence, and it's pretty darn cool. I mean, at least for me, it was.
Now I have my ex brother-in-law, of course, was born in Greece, mm-hmm. and I think he did a year or two of mandatory service.
Oh, back when they were,
I think they did that in those days.
Yeah,
in Greece.
Yeah,
would that be something we'd ever try? I know we couldn't try it here, but
oh, good luck with lawsuits on that one.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think it would necessarily be a bad thing. It would give everybody an appreciation. It forces people from different places together. You know, here I was a California kid and, you know, I had my biases and my preferences and all that. But you get stuck in a barracks with 79 other guys, you know, and all of a sudden you learn to be tolerant pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, there are consequences.
There's nobody there to check you under the skin and his chin. Oh, aren't you a sweet little helpful fellow?
Well, I did have a drill sergeant. Well, I wasn't a sergeant, but I mean, who essentially did have those kinds of things to say.
Okay. Aww. Ladies. Okay.
Yeah.
Today is National Chewing Gum Day. You know, I haven't bought any chewing gum in years. Have you?
My wife buys it. And you know, we go out to dinner or something, she'll give me a piece of gum, you know.
How about you, Ted? Are you a chewing gum guy?
I'm not a chewing gum person.
I used to be when I was a kid. I used to be in school, but
well, it gives you that defined jawline, though. You know, because of muscles. You know, it's just you can look like Fabio.
So, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's something mint flavored.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not into the sweet, juicy fruits or anything.
Growing up, I was a bubble gum.
Uh-huh. You know,
pull those big bubbles. Also, I like your spirit and your double mint.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spearmint and double mint.
Oh, do you remember? It's because you're still in love with the double mint twins. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I suppose
double
so,
your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah.
Double mint, double
right.
mint, double mint.
Chewing gum day. And you know, when I was a kid, I remember when you went to the movie, if you put your hand underneath the chair.
Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Or this gum was parked on.
Or every grade school desk in the world.
That's true.
We went to a movie this weekend. We went to see Downton Abbey.
Yeah, the movie. How was it?
It was good. It was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was no controversy. There was no. I mean, it was all every. It was all about transition, them getting into a modern age, and it was all about just a reunion of seeing all those people again. And it was a feel good. I mean, I laughed, I cried.
Oh well. All right. Very good. Thank you, Don. And, have a good one. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning around this time. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, coming up 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news with Steve and Ted this morning. We do have a shooting to tell you about. Shooting occurred early this morning in South Wichita. The federal government's shutting down hours away, possibly. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.